Liberians in the diaspora have contributed substantially to the growth and development of this country by virtue of the political and economic contributions that they continue to make to this nation state. And if you look at Article 77B of the Liberian Constitution, it says that all Liberians shall be entitled to register and vote in as much as you as a Liberian reach the age criterion of 18. And I believe that all Liberians are covered by this provision of our Liberian Constitution. So I think that Liberians in the diaspora should be allowed, come 2011, to be registered and to vote in determining who their president will be and who their vice president will be.
Representative Ogbaka, you said that you were encouraged by Guineans living in Liberia who were able to vote in the last election, and also you are encouraged by Americans living in Liberia who, during American elections, are able to vote in the elections here in the United States. Those Americans, they are not Liberian citizens. Even though they live in Liberia, they are still U.S. citizens. So does your bill also discuss the idea of dual citizenship? Because I'm sure in the Liberian Constitution, it talks about who can vote.
Under our Constitution, the law says that no bill shall embrace more than one subject. So any bill embracing more than one subject is considered null and void by virtue of our Constitution. So my bill emphasizes legal Liberians who can be identified as Liberians who are living in the diaspora. These are the Liberians that will be legitimized by the National Elections Commission to vote. The dual citizen issue, I think, is a welcome phenomenon. But as you may know, the issue of dual citizenship has constitutional implications. The Constitution has to be amended through a referendum, meaning the entire country, the entire population will have to be part and parcel of that decision through a yes or no vote.
So what do you have to say to those who say, for example, Liberia may not have the means to conduct elections overseas?
Those who are doubting the capacity of Liberia for the mere fact that we haven't had this system before should not be discouraged. Because for anything, the beginning is very difficult. It's very intricate. But I think we can implore this mechanism now. And I feel very strongly that once the government gives it a full approval, I believe our partners in progress, our brothers and sisters in the diaspora will also support the process. I just want to compliment the United States of America because they have already committed $70 million for the conduct of the Liberian elections next year. That is commendable. And I also would like to throw a challenge to the European Union and all friendly organizations to actually help in the process so that our citizens in those countries can be enfranchised come 2011.